Hi, welcome to the podcast that explores what virtual assistants want business owners to know when they start asking themselves the question, hey, do I need a VA? I'm Rachel Davila, and after 18 years as a virtual assistant going it alone, I experienced the steep learning curve from the other side of the VA client relationship when I hired my own VA. Joining me on this podcast is a group of friends and colleagues who all have their own take on what busy entrepreneurs need to know to find, hire, and work with a virtual assistant, and mindfully answer the question, hey, do I need a VA? Let's get this episode started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. With me, as usual, is Bree BV, Leanna Remley, and behind the scenes is Quinn Hubbard. And today we're welcoming a special guest, Lynn Lambrecht. Lynn is the living planner, and she draws from her global aviation career and emergency response experience to help people proactively prepare for life's challenges rather than just reacting to crises. Her focus is guiding clients through difficult transitions with preventative strategies for unexpected diagnoses, accidents, losses, and business disruptions. So our topic today for our audience is business and contingency planning and how a VA can help. So Lynn, could you share what led you to start The Living Planner and what contingency planning means in your work?
Well, thank you very much for having me today. It is an honor to be here with you all. And hey, VAs, you guys play an instrumental role in life. And I'm really, really tickled to be here to, you know, encourage you and to stand beside you. Contingency planning, let's start there first. It's an interesting word because I got to tell you, people call it a gazillion things. Continuity, contingency, backup, blah, 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 blah. What it really means is who can actually step in for you if something's needed? You know, life comes at us fast, and life and business often intersect. And when they do, it's hard to like wear two faces because we're in that, oh my gosh, this is a crisis mode, but we're also in the, I've got everyday stuff to do. So how do we balance that? And the reason I started The Living Planner is because of the situation that I found myself in as a volunteer emergency team responder starting my aviation career and being called to two crash sites in my 20s and observing how little we are prepared in advance. And that actually kind of spooked me out. I mean, we don't know when our bell's going to ring. I mean, I don't know when my bell's going to ring. But on the other hand, if I needed help, have I named those helpers? Have I done the things that they would need so that they could help me? And if I'm no longer here, who's going to help clean up after me? There are just all kinds of crazy things. In life, we tend to divide and conquer with our strengths. And, you know, when we're in families, oh, honey, you do this, I'll do that. You do this, I'll do that. And very rarely do I see like that true communication map that truly maps it out for the other person to understand the XYZ, the 1, 2, 3 of what that stuff that you do is. And we do it on autopilot. I mean, it's kind of, it's just innate. I mean, okay, I know this one, I've got this, and we just do it. But all of a sudden, if you're not there from a short-term perspective or for forever perspective, what do we need? And I know that people can think that that's a little dark to think about, but I just tend to, maybe I'm like Mrs. Rogers personified, but I mean, who are my helpers? You know, who are those people that I can truly trust and I can have that conversation with? I mean, my poor family, they think I'm an absolute knucklehead. I mean, they are beside themselves and it's just kind of one of those things. It's expected for me to bring up all the tough topics. But after working in a reactive role twice in my 20s and then again for 9/11 and then helping with my parents and their situations while I was living abroad, each time, you know, each parent was, you know, kind of failing. And, you know, I kept thinking, huh, This is just the reactive space is a tough space to be in. And I would rather give us a little muscle memory in advance so that we can build ourselves up and build our confidence and also have a sustainable peace of mind and knowing that at least I know what to grab when the fire trucks are coming, or I know what to grab if I need to go to the ER and see a family member. It's just nice to be proactive, and I would rather boost us up that way.
Lynn, from your experience, what are some of the common things people don't think or don't plan for?
I think it's our day-to-day life. I mean, who you know, what you do, what you have, who you entrust, but the things that are needed to protect ourselves aren't common conversations in a household. They're just not. And I think the other thing is that it's so flipping confusing with all the professionals that are out there talking their talk from a legal jumble side. And, oh, I'm going to get you sell you an insurance policy. What in the heck does that mean? And, oh, here's your financial plan, huh? And, you know, there are rules and regulations to in that we're not prepared for, nor are we taught when we're little. And so that administrative side of life, I think, is the piece that catches us unprepared. I mean, as business owners, okay, what are we doing to make sure that we have the health and the sustainability of our businesses? You know, that's a piece that, you know, yeah, you need a business license. Really? I mean, so there's like a checklist of everything that we do administratively that I don't know. I mean, we find out the hard way. And that's kind of what life gives us too, unless we truly do have some of those deeper discussions of, okay, if I wasn't here, what would someone need to know? That's how I view it. But maybe it's because I see that people don't often view it like that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. What are the essential plans or documents every business owner should have before they bring on a VA?
Well, that's a pretty broad question from a standpoint of, I mean, are you making sure, number one, that you have your licensing and your ducks in order? Are you, you know, a sole proprietor? Are you a C corp, an S corp, an LLC? I mean, what are you doing that way? Do you have your liability insurance? Do you have an E&O insurance? Should that be required? I mean, depending on what your business is, there are going to be specific requirements. In Canada, your province is going to have some rules. In the U.S., we're going to have our state and local regulations, and those regulations can be a labyrinth in and of themselves. So it really kind of depends on where you are. The other side, though, I think is just from an access point. We access things digitally. We access them, you know, online. So all of your accounts with your security protocols, that's kind of a big deal too. I mean, how are you protecting yourself from not just a cyber attack, but, you know, like little hackings and phishing expeditions that, you know, these wonderful hackers are on. I know for me, I review things all the time and I take a look at my liability insurance and I make sure that that is up to snuff. I make sure that any certifications that I have, I am, you know, obliging and completing in advance of those due dates. My city requirements that I have from a licensing perspective, that I'm honoring that. From a state perspective, what am I doing? So those are more the administrative things. But let's get into, I mean, you guys, the VA world, you're helping on a day-to-day basis too. And that day-to-day basis is all, it's client-focused. It's project focused. It gets very specific and it can be very broad. And so what is it that you need access to in the VA side, but what does the owner need? And honestly, what are your evacuation plans? I mean, we have natural disasters. So I get concerned, especially as business owners, that we don't always have the backup. So if I got smushed on the freeway and was in the hospital, I mean, I already have a drafted email in my draft file that would notify someone that could be somewhat like me. It, of course, is not me, but someone like me that, you know, clients could be referred to. And I have left instructions on how that can be handled. So when we think about our life and the estate planning or whatever you want to call it, we have bank accounts. I mean, what's our cash flow? We have credit cards, maybe. How are we paying for things? Do we have vendors? How are we supporting them? Do we have employees? How are we supporting them? What are the benefits programs? I mean, I'll prattle on for like a day and a half, and you guys don't need me to do that. But to have like a chart of accounts, you know, and also map out your day. What are the typical things that you're doing in a day? And who are the typical people that you're contacting? And where is your money flowing? Because that's going to be on a business side, a big deal. If you're producing a product, well, then that's a whole different can of worms. Because if you have, you know, patent rights that need to be updated or trademarking or service marking, you know, we have a whole legal side of life too.
Like you said, there is a lot to consider. And I think what came up for me as you were talking is we've shared in other episodes about creating the SOPs, the standard operating procedures, having documents in a place where client and VA can access. And I know one of my takeaways from our conversation was to create an in case of emergency plan and to not only create it, but communicate it. And I think that's a piece that we don't always think about, right? Like I could have a conversation with my husband and he's going to be like, yeah, whatever.
Whenever.
But he does know where my document is because I don't rely on him to remember. I've documented it. I've told my backups, hey, you're my backup. Here's where that document is. Here's where this information is. Here's where you can access that. So how do you advise business owners to prepare for those unexpected things, you know, like a fire or medical emergency? And like, what does a good in case of emergency plan look like? And if they're bringing on a VA, when and how should a VA be included in this?
I think it's good for the owner to get clear no matter what. I mean, what you guys are each doing within your businesses and what I do within mine is to evaluate. Number one, personal safety is huge for you. And if you have employees in your business, for them. But Rachel, you bring up the point that I stress a lot with people, and that's the communication. We can have the best laid plans of mice and men, but if we don't share them, they're worthless. And so honestly, I do practice runs and practice drills. I mean, I didn't realize I was going to be having such a real practice drill last month, evacuating with 5 fire engines here, a helicopter above, and police yelling, evacuate, evacuate now. But in some ways, you realize in those moments, what is it that you truly need? And for me, I look at it from if I needed to start over, what do I need to bring? That's the first part. But the second part is, what do I need to sustain me? Okay. I need my charger, my little action pack. I need maybe a lantern. I don't know. I might need some clothes and jammies and shoes. I need water to drink. I want to make sure that I have my hands can be clean. I want to make sure that I have my cheaters because my arms are not long enough to read and see on the screen as well as they were. When you have pets, you want to make sure they have, you know, their food and their water and some place to sleep. If you're taking medications, okay, well, you need to make sure you have your meds. But again, I mean, from a file perspective, depending on how you choose to organize your business, you might have things in the cloud that could be fairly accessible, or you may not. I mean, for me, I've got a backpack underneath my desk where this computer gets shut because I was on a Zoom and we had to evacuate. So, I mean, I was shutting it down, boom, unplugging, mouse, charger, run to go get the iPad, go get my fireproof safe with all of my documents in there. But I also made sure this year has been the year where I have digitized all that. So in case I'm not home, guess what? In my place, something happens, then I've got access to it. I think the other part, know your evacuation routes from a city perspective. In each city tends to have an alert system. So do you have alerts that you can sign up for within your city? In California, Oregon, Washington, we have the Watch Duty app, which can help us with fire alerts. There's a Shakeout app, so we can find out about earthquakes, things of that nature. But honestly, there are local alerts that I pay attention to, too, for my city. And that's, important because freeway access may not be possible. I mean, that might be closed, as I found out in 2007 with the fire down in San Diego, and I couldn't get on the 15 and couldn't drive across to the 5 if I needed to go somewhere. You know, I mean, where are we going? What are your plans? And if you have employees that are in different places or family that are in different places, where do you agree to confer? Where do you meet? How are you going to attempt to communicate with each other? Because at some point, cell phones, towers can get overloaded. And so then what? You know, and I know friends that have, you know, like backup satellite plans, you know, so that they can have a sat phone and all of that. Whatever it makes you comfortable. But the people with large animals, I've got to tell you, I mean, to evacuate horses is not easy. And I live in a place that has a whole lot of horses nearby. And, you know, I mean, just know your zone, know your area really well.
I got a question for you. Once a business owner has all their plans in place, what are the day-to-day tasks a VA can handle to maintain readiness? So, you know, document organization, reminders, project tracking. What can they do?
You know, I think that you guys talk a lot about the fit being really important between the owner and the VA. And that's, you know, if I've learned anything from you all, it's that is the crucial point. So just know that you're going to have a flow with your VA of areas of responsibility that you're going to assign and whatever you are comfortable with. But the thing I would really encourage, whether it is on a sustainability standpoint of the business or your day-to-day work tasks, review that plan often. Take a monthly look, because I've got to tell you, I find gaps within mine. And it's important to have a clear eye. Passing off of certain meeting deadlines, or like taking a look at the administrivia that you're comfortable with sharing of, okay, wow, the city license is going to expire blank. What do I need to do for that? You know, those are tasks that are really easy to share and have someone take care of for you. I mean, take a look at the subscriptions that you have in your business. I mean, that's where we spend a lot of money on, you know, automation subscriptions, on everything else. And if you have that chart of accounts where you have listed and you know what accounts you have, take a peek. And that's easy to share and have somebody look and say, okay, are we still using this? I mean, I had a friend of mine that said, okay, I have no idea what I have. Will you just look at this for me? And so I did a whole list. I said, are you even using this, and this? And she's like, So, I mean, take a look at the everyday stuff that you may not even be thinking of. Like if you're renewing your Zoom and that's once a year, okay, good. Are you still using it? Do you need the pro version? Could you go down? Look for cost savings measures too. I mean, I think that's the coolest part about saying, here I am and I may have gaps. Could you give me fresh eyes and take a look at, maybe it's client CRM. Maybe it's the client process and follow-up. Maybe it's, you know, from a product design or implementation or third party perspective, what are areas within that? I mean, we have published authors here, you know, there are going to be ways that you order your book and, you know, you're making sure that inventory is okay and things of that level. Okay. What are those processes and where can somebody else's eyes, you know, take a look and give you maybe a way to streamline the process? If you're having online events and you need invitations and things of that nature, some of it can be from a design and perspective, but some of it can be from a follow-up perspective. I mean, there are so many ways that VAs can just provide relief and also take a chunk off the owner's plate every day.
I feel like you might have touched on it a little bit, but in terms of longer term business planning, how can a VA support things like succession planning, business continuity, or even personal emergency preparation?
A little bit of all of it, frankly. I mean, depending on how much they know about your life and your business. See, and that's where the piece comes into, okay, how are you breaking what you do down personally and businessy? You know, is the VA involved with employee communication? Could the VA be the one that is looking for evacuation plans and what the city requirements are? You can assign tasks based on what you're actually trying to cover. Honestly, VAs take care of yourselves too. What is it that you know? What is it that you do? Who are the people that you're interfacing with? And if something were to interrupt that, how is that going to be communicated to the people that you're working with? You're your business owner too. So let's always remember you too. So put your oxygen mask on you before you assist others, please, and make sure that what you're doing is, you know, sustainable for yourself. And then also apply a little bit of what you're doing for the business and ask. It depends on the relationship you have with the business owner of how forthcoming and how much sharing there is with all of that stuff. But you can do it. I'd get nosy.
But I think that does go to our kind of soapbox point of finding the right fit. Because if business contingency and business planning is part of your needs, part of your gaps as a business owner, then is it important to you that the VA that you hire is somebody that your spouse or partner could call in an emergency and they could step in and help with whatever?
That is emergency. A question to ask. I mean, and honestly, it depends on how you define the task, the tasks that have been assigned. And you're absolutely right with the fit. I have worked with an owner that, quite frankly, the VA is the person that has all of the chart of accounts stuff and is the one that has the contacts for the kids' school and is the person that knows the, you know, where to take the pets and, you know, all of that stuff. And then I have others that have used a VA and for very specific tasks. Hi, you are only creating this. So, I mean, it really depends on what the role and how you're assigned and how you choose to work together. But honestly, the one question that I would ask each of you is, who are my people? If something happened to me, who are my people? And that sometimes can take a personal thing, a personal look. I mean, I worked with a gentleman that one of his staff members had a medical emergency on site in the office. And he was the one calling for, you know, not just 911, but calling the family. And so, you know, there is like a call out list that I think is really important for anybody as business owners, but as VAs to be aware of. I mean, what happens if your boss doesn't show up? What happens if you don't show up? Who are you going to contact? I mean, that's like your baseline. And you know what? These contingency plans, they are ongoing. And I got to tell you, that's the part that I think spooks people out the most, because we get an emotional hit with this that seems so heavy. And all I can say is that we're living our lives and that life keeps morphing and evolving just like we do. And so because of that, tweaks are needed. So don't be spooked out by the tweaks. I know for me, something that I have here for anybody that, you know, has, because I have people that have keys to my place in case they don't see me for a few days or something. But I have a backpack. And in that backpack, I have a copy of my driver's license, my medical identification cards, my allergies, and things like that. So if I'm in the emergency room, they can take it. So just, you know, like, it's like that goofy stuff that, I don't know, it's like, who's got your back? And whose back do you have? And the other side is, who are you caring for? You know, you might have responsibilities like I had when, you know, yes, I was 8,000 miles away when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but I was still, you know, like the person that ultimately came back. Or my mom with her heart issues when I was only in Canada versus being in Asia. But I was the person coordinating, you know, all the hospital visits and things until I moved back. So, you know, you've got responsibilities that are beyond your business too. And so that whole interspersing, just take care of you and make sure that you've got support no matter what.
Could you share a client story or one of your own where having a VA made a big difference in contingency planning?
I can. There's a business owner not too far from me. She owns multiple businesses, in fact, and her VA, she now, I mean, it's like her indirect chief operating officer is what she calls her VA, because that person knows any and all aspects of her, you know, what she all of her social media accounts, yes. That was kind of where they started. But then it got into the whole client, the customer satisfaction process, the client journey, you know, and things of that nature. And it was pretty funny because I said, okay, so now talk to me about the provisional plans that you have also for, because she had children and pets. And she was like, oh yeah, well, I dished that off too. I mean, it was hilarious. I mean, it was like, boom, boom, boom. So anything and everything, I said, what about your paperwork? I want to see, you know, like how you're doing. Tell me about, you know, like, because where are your client? Yes, it's the SOPs, but yes, it's also the client and client current, past, you know, retention strategies, things of that nature. What are your access points? How do people get into accounts? What are your security measures that you have to make sure that those are safe? What are you doing here? I mean, we were kind of going through every question the VA was a part of. So honestly, I said, okay, good. So who's your backup? That's the question I asked the VA. Because I thought, okay, I mean, honestly, we sometimes, I think I only need one. We need to have a backup for the backup. But maybe that's because I also lived and worked in China and had an plan A, B, C, and D, because, you know, things change. And if you lose a key employee, then what? So there's that wonderful balance of, you know, sharing the information and having the information be handled by someone else. And if that were to change, what's the impact? You know, what are the gaps now that you have as the owner? Because you have like put things off. So that's where it's really important. And I asked her, I said, where are your gaps? And she said, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh shit, I don't know this. But it was kind of like, this is why having that ongoing communication on both sides is important, no matter what you share or what you do. And, you know, it can be little or it can be big. Now I've worked with somebody else that honestly doesn't share anything. You know, I mean, just doesn't. That's a choice. And that's what I keep reminding. that is a choice, but that is a choice that also limits them the options should something occur. And that's how we discuss it from that perspective. So I can tell you, I've got open doors and I've got closed doors that I've worked with, but the VAs, God bless you all.
We did have we had another guest share a story where the VA did know all of the things and had all the things. And then the VA
left.
Well, I think got sick or was incommunicado and they couldn't. So I think having that back and forth and being able to hand it off, but then also saying, but I know enough that I could get in if I need
to. Don't fly at 42,000 feet without knowing what's on the ground. That is my airline analogy. I mean, you know, commercial aircraft fly at 35,000, private jets fly at 42. And so I always say that I'm going to go up to 42,000 and take a peek down and see what's going on, but always get back on the ground. Because if you're only up here and you are no longer a part of the process of what's happening on the ground, then you're putting yourself in a disadvantage.
So Lynn, for the listeners, what is one thing they could take away from your talk?
Don't be scared. Find a quiet time. I mean, and if this is something that really brings the emotional woogies out, acknowledge them. Because you know what? I mean, it's one of those things where when we shine light on things, it's not as scary as being in the dark. And I think that for me, because of what I've seen, it could have led me to live under my rock. Or for me, it's to take in love and embrace every day. So I would encourage you to say, all right, I'm here to help others and others are here to help me. And if that's my premise, then what is it that they need? You know, from an authorization perspective, from an access perspective, what actions do I need to take? So just kind of look at it almost like it's up here a little bit, but it is involving you, and just say, what are the things that are really important to me? And what is it that matters? And how do I not leave this wonderful world in a mess? Or how do I leave my place if there's a fire? And if I can't come back to it, what do I need? You know, just ask yourself what you need and what you want and who those people are. I mean, I think those are the really, that's a question that changes through life. to be honest with you. I mean, I did all my first legal documents in my 20s, for God's sake. So I've been updating them for way too many years. And, you know, there have been lots of changes because people are no longer with us. And that's why I keep saying the backup to the backup. So 68% of American adults don't even have a will. Canada's a little bit better, but not much. And, you know, when we don't have some of our ducks in a row, that's only one piece. And, you know, yeah, it's great to have that stuff done, but it's our day-to-day life that the attorneys don't talk to us about. And that's on us. So if I didn't come home, you know, and I had pets who would feed and walk and, you know, take care of the pet babies. If, you know, I didn't show up at school to pick up my kids, who could? You know, things of that nature. I mean, yeah, it's delicate, but it's also, don't you want to protect those that you love? And guess what? You get to love you too. So you have to protect you first.
You give me so much to think about as a mom, as a business owner. I know I learned a lot from you, and I know that our audience learned a lot from you. Where can they go to learn more about the Living Planner and what services and options that you provide?
My website is thelivingplanner.com. You know what? I mean, call me. My work line is 951-400-5966. You can text there too. So it's not, you don't have to just do the call thing. But I have discovery calls that are complimentary. I'm always happy to do that. My email officially at The Living Planner is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at thelivingplanner.com. Pop me a note and I'll send you a calendar link and we can jump on and see if there's any way that I can help you. And if not, well, guess what? We get to say hi.
Don't forget to share your book. Don't forget to share your planner.
I didn't know. I didn't want to do that part. You mean
you said
yes?
Yes, you're a published author too, and you put a lot of time and effort into that book.
I know. I haven't. Okay, you guys, this is called The Living Planner, What to Prepare Now While You Are Living. It has a pre-planning section, a what to do at a loss, and the ongoing follow-up, which is the pain in the butt administrivia that we don't want to have to deal with. Some information about that with appendices in the back to how to keep information. I update it every year, but I've got to tell you, with so many of the changes legislatively, I have not updated it in 2025, and I'm going to wait until 2026 to do it. But it's fairly current. The last one was updated in 2024. But that, it's a good starter. And I've had a lot of people thank me. Honestly, they put it away. They let it collect dust on the shelf. And if a family member dies, then they tend to pull it out. That, I'll be honest with you, that's usually, I mean, that's what happens. But then I've had wonderful stories where during the pandemic, a woman I know made her husband sit down over coffee every morning and go through their short chapters, go through the chapter. And she called me from the estate planning attorney's office and said, the attorney wants to say hello to you because he can't believe how organized we are. So that was like the best compliment I'd ever had. So, you know, it's not perfect. I tried to keep it short. I want it in layperson's terms, but it's a way for you to think about all the crazy stuff that we have to navigate in this life of ours. So thank you, Rachel, for allowing me to share that.
That sounds amazing. How could somebody use your resources to plan and integrate a VA so the transition is smooth?
You know, again, this is, again, the relationship that you have with the VA. Honestly, let's think of it from a really fun way. You're going to take a sabbatical. How are you going to keep your business flowing while you're off for 3 months hiking in the Himalayas? You know, I mean, it's that kind of thing that I look at. Or if you're me, go to Antarctica and have a blast. You know, so it's your planning perspective that it gives you that freedom to go. And honestly, I mean, so often we can kind of connect in from anywhere too, even if we're on sabbatical. But I think that the overall planning itself can be helpful too for when you're planning ultimately to exit your business. Because, you know, when you plan to exit your business, you're planning not just for yourself as a business owner, but you're planning for the business itself. And I think the VA can be instrumental with making sure that the coordination and communication between the person that's going to help you value your business, because we have business valuation professionals that can come in and help. Honestly, Any piece of a business can be helped by a VA, depending on what the owner shares. But I think the more organized you are, the better you feel as an individual, the VA feels, because they know what to expect. And if there are areas that seem off for the VA, you can ask and just say, okay, this one seems a little off kilter. What's going on here? This is not congruent with what I see in other places. Do you really have this? Or the kids are getting ready to turn 18. They're, you know, not going to be minors anymore. What do we need to do for them? You know, because their preparation, you're building a future. If when you have little ones, you know, what's going to happen if, you know, like Fluffy gets sick and I get sick simultaneously, what happens to Fluffy? That was my first dog, by the way. I think that the incorporation of a VA, it's everywhere. And I love the ability to have a second set of eyes on something to give the perspective, because the VA tends to work and see things in a different way than we do. We can get too close as the owner. So the VA can see it from like the perspective of the people on the ground.
I know that you told me to have an emergency plan for my business. And then I introduced that idea to all my clients because they hadn't considered it. So in
some
ways. And I
hope you gave me credit, of course. No, I'm teasing.
Of course I did. Of course I did. Lenny said this. Lenny said that.
Yeah.
But a lot of what you're sharing goes back to things that we've talked about in other episodes. Bree often says to have those kind of 3-month check-ins and everything. So this might just be a new agenda item to add. You know, is there anything business-wise that we should know? Or
and I think depending on the season of the year for the natural disasters would be a good perspective. I mean, wildfires are taking place everywhere. You know, I mean, it's something that you might not want to wait 3 months. You might want to actually do it every month.
Yeah, fair. Well, and also in terms of you shared about filling in the gaps, if you as the client aren't particularly organized and you have a VA who is, then it could be, I know I need to do this. So give me one task a week to figure out, or help me figure out when to do this, how to do this. Or
and I think I've worked with people who, frankly, the owner is saying, I'm so busy, I can't. And I think that time is one of those precious things that we think we have plenty of it, and yet we don't have enough. And so how do we bridge that? And that's, you know, some of the information is going to be highly sensitive and personalized, and maybe not, people aren't willing to share. Okay, that's one thing. But on the other hand, I mean, how you get it done is how you end up working together with as it between an owner and a VA, and you do what you can to try to see. But I've had VAs also be incredibly frustrated that the owner will not follow up with certain things that they see, especially from organizational perspective. I don't know. I have a giggle with it and say, well, I'm gum on shoe. You know, I mean, it's just, and that's when you have to ask, I mean, how much can I push? When is it going to get offensive to you if I keep saying this is ridiculous? So you have to not be afraid to speak up on either side. And the owner can say, okay, hold on, back off. This one isn't you. This one, I'm not ready to release. It's an interesting dance. It's the wonderful dance of communication. And, you know, people sometimes are free to delegate, and other times they're like, no, I'm holding on for dear life. So that's, you know, what we deal with. That's life.
And I will say, just because I've seen how it looks for different clients, it doesn't necessarily have to be a big, huge document. It could be a link to something. It could be call this person, or it could be, you know.
Follow up with this because your insurance is going to expire in 2 months and you haven't put anything together.
Yeah.
The business and personal, I mean, health insurance this year, you guys, is going to be a doozy. So it's just, yeah, it's very interesting. And especially if you have employees and you have plans, that's going to be a real doozy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I hope that I've left at least a pearl.
Lots of them.
Almost a necklace. Almost yep. instant. Thank you so much for being here, Lynn. And to our listeners or viewers, thank you for being here with us. If you have any questions about anything we shared on the podcast today, you can email us at heyvapodcast@gmail.com or use the links in our link tree. We will put all of Lynn's contact information in the show notes. So if you want to reach out to her directly, you can. And we hope you have a great rest of your day. And thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a like, comment, or review. And feel free to join our Facebook group, Find, Hire, and Work with a VA, for more tips and tools. If you have any questions, please email them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. We'll see you next time.